It is National Grab Some Nuts Day. I bet Big Fatty grabs some nuts. He would probably use that if it wasn't for my damn background music. Can you imagine how Big Fatty would celebrate Grab Some Nuts Day? In fact, I think he probably grabbed some nuts over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, it's also National Watermelon Day.
Trademark, Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can you imagine Grab Some Big Fatty Nuts Day?
Yes! Well, hello, Big Fatty, the micro voice isn't close. I'm moving it now. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4824. The BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Oh, I am hell-bent and determined to finish the weekend big ready.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
From Northern Mexico.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sweaty good morning to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Colorful, magical, wonderful, wow. The captain is coming, just look at him now.
Hello, Leos. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Leos today, because y'all are the first... up to this point in August, y'all, there have been three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And from now until the end of the month, 18 more. Yes, Big Fatty, lots of fucking going on in November. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning, wishing us our good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was Captain D from Tennessee and Alan in the Ock and the Turnip Head and Bill and Horn Cub and finally, Old Stink Pot.
Captain Kangaroo.
See, y'all, I am hell-bent and determined, like I said, to finish up telling you about the weekend. And y'all, I mentioned that we went and saw The Puzzle. Let me just get this correct from the program here. It is The Puzzle, a new musical, music and lyrics by And y'all, you can get more information at the www.thepuzzlemusical.com. Big Fatty. But y'all, I just have to say, and I told Alex this, he had asked my opinion about different things, if things made sense or, you know, because he had gotten feedback from other folks and all, and I told him a couple of things that just either didn't make sense to me or it needed more explanation or whatever, so it would make better sense to me. And y'all, he took my comments, and yes, Big Fatty, and went and sat down on your new butthole hydrant. Yes, y'all, by the way, both Alex and Brandon, y'all, they broke in the new guest toilet with the new butthole hydrant. In fact, y'all, they even said, now what is that brand of butthole hydrants? And so y'all, maybe they're going to be getting a shot of ambition. Y'all, I gotta tell a story about Brandon. But I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute. Well, I'll tell one story. Y'all, Alex was doing rehearsals all week long, and he'd come to Charleston, do the rehearsal, and drive back to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. You know, that's the your one stop for all your holiday. Yes, Big Fatty, holiday gifting. Yes, and you know, they're like I just said, there's 18 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, you're being a whore. And but y'all, speaking of being a whore, y'all, I've received a gift at and y'all, I had a message from Captain D in Tennessee, saying, you will be receiving a package from, Alan and the Uck and I. And I said, well, thank you for calling. So y'all, I'm going to hold off on opening that until, yes, Big Fatty, until you can get more. Wait, yeah. Okay. But, anyway, y'all, they drove to Charleston, early on, Saturday morning, and Alex had rehearsals, and so Brandon went and had him some lunch, and y'all, then he went by the Von's East. You know, Alex had bought a couple of the Tony Chocolony candy bars, you know, the everything candy bars, and y'all, Brandon loved them, and so he had never had them before. And anyway, so he went by the Von's East and bought two of all four varieties they had there. And y'all, he was standing in the line, and I guess it was some kind of crazy person in front of him. And so the man had paid, and he just kept standing there. And so the cashier went ahead and rang up Brandon's order, and y'all, then the crazy person walked over and put it in his charger plate, and he without understanding, he bought $42 worth of chocolate for Brandon, B. Fatty. And so, you know, that's the ultimate coupon when somebody else buys it. But anyway, I'll tell you more about Brandon and chocolate a little bit later. But but y'all, the thing I wanted to say was that because I kept watching Alex during the show, and y'all, you could just absolutely see him beaming with pride as the show went along, because it was basically a reading and very little rehearsal, you know, and so they were still, you know, nothing was memorized or anything. They were singing off the sheet music and all. And but y'all, you could just see him beaming with pride, and y'all, that made me so happy to know that he was pleased with the way it all turned out. So anyway, y'all, got back to town, y'all. after we got back to the villa Saturday night, y'all, we all slept like a baby, and got up on Sunday morning. Brandon, wherever he went, I don't remember what it was called, but y'all, they had some good in-house baked Parker House rolls, and y'all, there were three of them left, and y'all, they were big, and so he brought them, and y'all, so I sliced them up on Sunday morning, and Alex and I had that with some of that good, well, it's the it's the Costco. No, is it the Costco or is it the Sam's? It's the Costco knockoff of the Kerrygold butter. Y'all, delicious, just delicious. And Brandon had some little powdered donuts, and y'all, we just chitter-chatted and talked about the little show from Saturday night, and and y'all, then they got their ablutions taken care of, and packed their valise, and y'all, they were off back to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. And y'all, Sunday afternoon, I watched the sports ball, And you probably realized there was no LFC this week because, you know, Veda's out there in lost wages. And there won't be one this coming week. There won't be one this coming week. And I don't know about the following week. But anyway, Big Fatty, everybody has something to celebrate. It's true. Y'all, I got a message from the NIP. And you know, the NIP is heading to Alaska with his friends, and y'all, it's gotten him motivated to get some things that he's been dragging his feet on, and y'all, he decided it was time to upgrade from his iPhone 12 and get a new iPhone. And so, y'all, he came over, and, you know, can you help me with this? Which, of course, means, can you do this for me and make the decisions for me? So, you know, I'm happy to do that. And so we ordered him an iPhone 17 Pro, not the Pro Max, the updated memory to 512. And he says, well, I checked online and iPhone 12 doesn't have any value, but you can check it again. So, y'all, I put in the kind of iPhone that he had, and y'all, they're going to give him $180. So I saved him $180 right there. And y'all, he splurged. He splurged for the $9 next day delivery. And y'all, so of course, on Monday, the iPhone came, and y'all, of course, he had to come over, and I had to, you know, he's very nervous. He wanted me to help him. Get it all transferred over and everything. He's just nervous as a I don't know what he was nervous as. He was nervous as a nip. And he came over on Monday. But y'all, before I get to that, I wanted to tell you, y'all, I was listening. I was listening to that Gail and King from the Ruination Repeat. And y'all, I don't understand. I don't understand some of the shit that they come up with. Y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty having problems with a garage. Y'all, I don't have a garage. I don't know where that came from. And y'all, then they were talking about my friend Larry Clye, and I believe I had referred to him as Lawrence Clye. And y'all, they had decided for some reason that Larry Clye was a code name for a rusty car. Y'all, where did that come from, B? Hey, they just make shit up. And I have to call Larry Clye and let him know he's a rusty car. On Sunday evening, y'all, it was time for the Big Brother. And Sunday night, y'all, they had the head of household competition. Y'all, they had to dress up like they were solving a mystery back in ye olden times. And they all had these costumes on and everything. And y'all, won. And y'all, that's the last of that steak I made over the weekend. And y'all, she nominated Melody and Taylor, those two girls. And y'all, she put up a what's his name? I've got it right here. Sean. It's not Sean. It's Fanny, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared, and I'm embarrassed that I don't remember his name. It's the cutie patootie one. Drew, Big Fatty. Drew's in an alliance with Haley, so anyway, y'all, the time capsule thing went to D, and y'all, I'm just disgusted. And y'all, once again slept like a baby on Sunday night, got up Monday morning, had my breakfast, read my e-paper. Y'all, I had baked a loaf of sourdough cheese bread. Y'all, it's so good. The sourdough in this, you can absolutely just tickles my tongue. Meh, ready? That sounds vulgar. And, anyway, y'all, it was just, like I say, I helped the Nip set up his phone on Monday. But, y'all, just an average day here in the villa. Y'all, there was no sports ball on Monday evening. And like I said, I recorded the little show late on Monday. So, y'all, I just read a couple of little magazines I had here. And y'all, I had a brochure from a cruise company. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, cruise of a lifetime from Seabourn. And y'all, I'm about to the point where I'm ready to just go on an all-adult cruise. It doesn't have to be cruise, I don't need the big dance parties and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'll just be myself, and if you don't like who Big Fatty is, then it's your damn loss. Yes, Big Fatty. Monday night, slept like a baby. Y'all, I got almost 9 hours of sleep Monday night, and it was lovely. And got up Tuesday morning, had some more of that sourdough cheese bread for toast and my coffee, read my e-paper, and then I was off to go to senior size class. Y'all, I had a dream about senior size class. Y'all, I told the class what the dream was, and y'all, they all got a big laugh, and y'all, and I told them a happy chocolate chip cookery day on Tuesday, and y'all, my lady friend over at Shady Pines, we're going to a new place. It's called Burton's Grill and Bar. Mainly because, y'all, they are offering lobster rolls. You can get it cold, made with the mayonnaise, or you can get it served warm, made with the drawn butter. And, y'all, neither one of us have ever had a lobster roll, and, y'all, neither one of us like the mayonnaise, so we're going to go try that out today. And, y'all, that pretty much catches you up from the weekend. Okay, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, a little sad news I learned Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, that Gary Bearden out there at Rainbow Acres, he said he saw on the face space that Dr. P's mother had passed away. So, y'all, if you see him on the social medias, you might want to send out a word of thought to him. Gary said he got to meet him during a visit to Rainbow Acres back a while back. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's a voice that has just come back from the dead, the Phoenix, if you will. Y'all, that was Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, anything you want to tell people?
Can you imagine Grab Some Big Fatty Nuts Day?
Big Fatty, don't you celebrate that most every day? Yes, I do.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.